From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama meets with congressional leaders from both parties today as they look for common ground on a range of issues. It's the first such meeting since the midterm elections, which gave Republicans control of the House and increased strength in the Senate in the next Congress. The White House has been seeking to downplay expectations for this session, which is scheduled to last just an hour. In a move aimed at setting the stage, the president has announced a two-year freeze on pay for civilian federal workers. It's an action Mr. Obama says he does not take lightly.
This is not just a line item on a federal ledger. These are people's lives.
The move was welcomed by Republican lawmakers, but not by the federal workers affected, including Richard Dilio, who says there's a lot more money to be saved in Washington than by targeting government employees.
There's billions to be saved daily around here. Everybody knows that. The press writes about it all the time. The news talks about it all the time. And nothing happens.
The White House says a top item on the agenda for today's meeting is what to do about Bush-era tax cuts that are set to expire. The Senate is set to take a key vote this morning on earmarks, the controversial practice of directing federal spending to projects in the home states of lawmakers. NPR's David Wellner reports the vote will test support for banning the practice.
Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill has teamed up with Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn to sponsor a ban on earmarks in the Senate. Last night on the Senate floor, she sought her colleagues' support.
The constitutional powers to decide how federal money is spent will remain with the Congress long after this bad habit has been broken. And make no mistake about it, it may not be this year, it may not be next year, but the American people are on to us.
But another Democrat, Maryland's Barbara Mikulski, said lawmakers have the power of the purse.
I'm not here to defend earmarks. I'm here to defend my ability to help Maryland.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Pentagon is releasing today results of a survey regarding the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that bars gays from serving openly in the military. It's a policy that both Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, say they support repealing. NPR's Tom Bowman says the survey gathered responses from tens of thousands of military personnel.
The survey reportedly shows that some 70% of those polled say allowing gays to serve openly would have little effect on the military. But sources say a sizable minority of Marines polled are against repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The Marines' leadership has said allowing gays to serve openly could harm unit cohesion and morale. Top officers of all the services will testify in the survey before a Senate panel on Friday. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Wisconsin are hoping to find out why a 15-year-old student held nearly two dozen fellow students and a teacher hostage at a high school for several hours yesterday. The boy shot himself as police moved in. There's been no word yet on his condition. Marinette, Wisconsin Emergency Management Director Eric Burmeister says he cannot yet talk about a possible motive for the incident.
At this time, that information hasn't come out. I know the investigators and the investigation part of it has been working on that. It'll be released at a later time.
The hostages were all released safely. Today marks the end of the hurricane season in the Atlantic. As Phil Latzman of member station WPLN reports, it was a busy season for storms, but it may be remembered more for what did not happen.
In all, there were 19 tropical storms, a dozen of them hurricanes. But for a fifth straight year, a major hurricane avoided the U.S., National Hurricane Center spokesman Dennis Feltkin says luck certainly did play a role.
We were very fortunate in that we were not impacted by any of these giant hurricanes known as the Cape Verde storms over the Atlantic.
Extreme tropical weather, however, did ravage Mexico and Haiti late in the season. If the U.S. can extend its luck another year, it would be the longest period on record between major hurricane strikes. The last one to hit the U.S., Category 3 or stronger, was Wilma in 2005. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
A new report by the Institute of Medicine of the National Academy of Sciences finds that taking high levels of vitamin D is not only unnecessary, but could also be harmful. The panel also concludes that calcium supplements are also not needed by most people. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.